Do you feel up to any questions?
I'll try.
Where were you when all this happened?
I was right here at my desk working.
And when was the first time you noticed something was wrong?
Well, when I first heard the shot, and as I turned, Jim fell.
He's a teller, Frank.
But Jim Fell's a teller?
No, Jim Johnson.
Who's Jim Fell?
He's the auditor, Frank.
He had the flu, so Jim filled in.
Phil who?
Phil did, and he's the night watchman, Frank.
If only Phil had been here.
All right, now, wait a minute. Let me get this straight. Twice came in and shot the teller and Jim Fell.
No, he only shot the teller, Jim Johnson. Fell is ill.
Okay, then after he shot the teller, you shot twice.
No, I only shot once.
Twice is the holdup man.
Then I guess I did shoot twice.
Well, so now you're changing your story.
No, I shot twice after Jim fell.
You shot twice and Jim fell?
No, Jim fell first, and then I shot twice once.
Well, who fired twice?
Once.
Now, he's the owner of the tire company, Frank.
Okay. Once is the owner of the tire company, and he fired twice. Then twice shot the teller once.
Twice.
And Jim fell, and then you fired twice.
Once.
Okay. All right, that'll be all for now, Miss Decker.
Test the knitting, not on my usual grounds either.
Right.
Usually I'm like against the knitting because It conveys an active I don't really care, which you don't, but it's cool because I don't pay you. So
exactly.
I thank you just for coming in.
Yes.
So thank you for that. Let's get that out of the way. But today you can't knit because you're in these like really sexy secretary glasses. And if you're listening to this on the podcast, it's too late.
It's too late now.
It's too late.
It's all over.
But my spank tank is filling drop by drop like a percolating coffee machine right now. Because Kate walked in and she's like in these tight jeans and she's got the hair up.
These are my loose jeans.
Shut up. Selling sex here. Peddling it. And you got your secretary glasses on for once. You never wear glasses here. And that's like...
I rarely wear glasses.
I love me some glasses. Nothing like
Maybe
a
that's
woman
why
who,
I hardly wear them here.
Nothing like a woman who can't really tell what you
Maybe
look
I
like.
Maybe I just forgot today.
Ah, well, you need to forget more often because it's great. And you're in this weird top that's like a very realistic depiction.
It's called a t-shirt.
Yeah. It's Bender holding Leela. But like if Bender and Leela were real people.
It's like retro. What's that? Lost Planet. No. What's the living in the. No, that's the
Lost
dinosaur one. Thank you. Lost something. I don't know.
Yeah.
That kind of style there.
It's a pretty good getup, though. The problem is when you look down, when your eyes aren't visible through the glasses. And you start knitting, you become 80 years older. You look like Ben Franklin with teats.
I think Ben Franklin actually did have his own teats, to be honest.
Ben Franklin. And you know
he was a hefty man.
Can you imagine the day Ben Franklin had like 140 kids? That guy was like Captain Kirk in terms of banging on an international, almost intergalactic scale. God damn. Ben Franklin just crushed ass.
Wait, what if I do like
now,
that?
Well, that's okay when you look up. That's like really
as
sexy.
As long as I'm not looking down.
You've got the glasses lowered.
I like this better because I actually can't see you because my eyesight is that bad.
Wow, we made it through the entire intro without an intro. We killed the entire bed without doing the intro. I like the glasses down right now.
Good. Well, now you're just kind of a blurry haze of flesh and dark.
So all you're hearing is this voice.
That's unfortunate, but I can't do much about
smell.
It.
Yeah,
I
know. So the magic.
I thought it was like there was
not
a muskrat under the,
go,
under the
exactly.
counter or something.
What are they in Florida that you can kill for a bounty? Nutrias?
Are they? I don't know.
Yeah.
I know what a nutria is, but...
Yeah,
I didn't know that
they're
you could...
titanic rodents that you can kill.
Yeah, they're
for
very
bounty.
Large. Yes.
Well, Kate.
Yes.
Welcome to another episode of Papa's Basement. I'm your host, John Papa Giorgio.
You are.
With me today is the co-hostess, Kate.
Yes.
Kate Meyer.
You don't even know. Don't even bother. Just don't bother.
She's at Atomic Kate
there
on Twitter. I can give you that much.
Kate Atomic. Atomic Kate.
Atomic Kate, two C's in the middle.
Yes.
You want to get a hold of me, I'm at Papa's Basement. Show websites in papasbasement.com. And you can listen to us live every Saturday, 3 to 4 p.m. at fcac.org/WEBR. Hopefully you're doing that right now, because typically you can catch a video stream if it feels like working this day. The webcam has the blue light. I think it's pointed at you. Kind of zoomed in on the Kate Boob area. So those at home, they're getting
Where
a good show.
Here, which one is it? Is it this
right
one?
Right there, right up.
Okay,
yeah.
And that's the security camera. That's the one that catches you in your foul acts.
Yeah. that's the one that caught me the day I emptied an entire... You can move the mic if you need to.
Yeah, it was just I tried to move it slightly and it went flying up.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I was trying
like
to be quiet.
An arthritic man's knee.
No, it does. It actually sounds like, speaking of being a grandma, now two joints are chronically bothering me.
Really?
So I'm pretty convinced it's over. I'm done for.
I have the same, by the way.
Two joints?
Yeah.
What are yours?
Left elbow, left knee.
Interesting. And what did you do to them? Were there any injuries or they just started hurting?
Well, if you want to attribute them to over-masturbation being fat for yuckles.
I don't know how your left knee would contribute to that, but that's your business.
It's actually from lifting. Like, I was just lazy on my left side for both of them, and now they're crapped out.
See, if you
out.
Had carpal tunnel, I would attribute that to over-masturbation.
Exactly.
just massive forearm.
Is there anything less masculine than someone in that arm sheath? Like, I just want to beat them on sight. There's a guy who works at my Costco, this Asian guy, who not only I've never once seen him with his hand outside of the sheath, it's always tucked behind his back.
What?
So he looks like a goddamn like one-armed samurai character from one of those horrible chop sake flicks.
Why is he keeping it? Like, is he afraid of people seeing it?
I don't get it. It's always just tucked behind and like his little paunch is sticking out because of it. And I'm like, what are you doing, man? It's just one of those. Costco's the only place I go in this area where I actually recognize the people. And I don't go that much, but
really?
I don't really go
that much for the giant slices of pizza or the sticky buns the size of your head?
I thought that was IKEA that had the massive sticky buns. The pizza is absurd.
Massive sticky buns.
The pizza is absurd. It's, I want to say, roughly 18 inches across.
I will say this. I believe, I may have this wrong, but I believe that my boyfriend, Pants, was very excited about possibly getting a Costco membership because then we could go back and get the pizza.
Pizza's great. The pizza's great. The berry smoothies for a dollar are great. Ugh. The various bakes. You have the $3 chicken bake and the $4... steak bake. I forget what.
What is in a? Why would you bake a steak?
You bake a steak. It's not a mistake. I can't keep going with the Seuss. It's like guacamole and cheese and meat. It's pretty good.
All right,
it's pretty good.
It's more like a meaty taco.
It turns your colon into a cement mixer.
Well, all
Don't
good
get me
foods
wrong.
Do.
Yeah, you will be backed up for roughly a fortnight. And then when it comes out, you know it.
All good foods result in feeling like you're some kind of stone depositing
thing. It has the same baked shape going out as it did going in. It just has a tan afterwards. Just massive. It is grody.
That's all good food, yes.
I'm coming in here with a bit of a shine in my eye, a bit of a swing in my gait, spring in my step. I'm riding a natural high, Kate.
I'm suspicious.
Don't worry. Nothing unbelievable. I'm not going to say I got laid or something like that.
No. Oh, believe me, I didn't suspect that.
I managed to perfectly execute, about as good as I'm going to get at least, a birthday for my mom yesterday.
Congratulations.
Thank you. We discussed this a little before the show. You have no idea what it is. What's so funny?
I'm just like executing a birthday for your mother. Why is this like an Olympic event?
It's a black ops thing. Really. This is up there with the assassination of bin Laden.
I was just, yeah.
Because my family, what's left of it, my brother, myself, and the madre, we can do nothing that has an expectation to it without a massive fight. Like, if you're just sitting in the living room and you're watching Jersey Shore or something along those lines and eating some food, there's no expectation on that. It's just a day. And by default, we won't fight.
Okay, well, that's good.
Like, okay, that's we have, good. Like, little skirmishes, but it's, like, 5 seconds of, like, do we really have to watch this ass? Yeah, I love it. And that's that.
Okay.
That's not a fight.
All right.
That's just verbal.
That's a disagreement.
That's a vocal hug, as we call it in my
family,
house.
Yes.
Yeah. But if a birthday is on the horizon or any kind of anything that has to be celebrated, we can't do it. I mean, there's some energy. I don't know if it's my mom radiating it, but we all, like pieces of the Triforce, and you put us together, and the awful's unleashed.
You're like the Voltron of anger?
Exactly. Maybe we can do like 20 minutes on average together on a birthday, like just the gathering before going out to dinner. But there will be a blow up at the dinner. There will be a blow up about having to take pictures around a cake. There will be...
How is there a blow up around pictures?
Because Will hates taking pictures. Will refuses to pose in the picture. He doesn't really like holding the camera to take a picture either. And okay. My mom loves pictures.
Okay, so wait. We need to back up a little bit.
Okay.
All right. So it's your mom's birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to be clear. When you say something with expectations around it, you're saying something that is expected to happen. Your mom has a birthday, so it's expected that there will be some kind of family.
It's a big day, so we have the following expectations. Some sort of present.
Right.
Some sort of dinner.
Mm-hmm.
A cake was acquired.
Okay.
Cards were acquired.
Okay.
Some sort of decoration, any usually something as simple as a balloon, a happy birthday banner, and some flowers.
Okay.
But yeah.
Okay.
Anything,
so the expectations are within the realm of normal birthday stuff, and your family just always does this for birthdays. So it's not like my family where if something doesn't happen on your birthday, it's just like meh.
No. we'll get to that in a minute. I'm just saying. There's nothing outlandish about what my mom expects to happen, and nothing crazy that I expect on my birthday or Will expects on his birthday. We kind of have different things we want. Like, Will's just like a dying...
These are all normal birthday things.
My mom kind of wants pageantry. She's an older lady. She
likes the... Okay. I got you.
Me,
gotcha.
Leave me the hell alone. Just give me a cake and I'll walk into the bathroom and eat it. That's all I want.
Sitting on the toilet.
While on the toilet, yeah. Just a cycle of life type thing. You can just use me like a health class drawing. Just a little snake of arrows going through my poop tube.
Set up an x-ray next to you.
Yeah. Just open the door, lob in a bowl of vanilla ice cream. I'm okay. You'll see me 24 hours later. I'll be like, best birthday I ever had. Will wants to be left like a dying pet. You know how your cat will... on its last legs, crawl its way, like just jungle crawl under the bed and then die. And then you pull it out the next day and rigor's already set in.
That's Will's idea of a good time, though,
like
I think.
Overfried
just
strip
being
of bacon.
Left alone.
Yeah, exactly. If you could take Airwolf and pick him up and drop him off, just plummet him with a parachute 20 minutes later onto the roof of like a West Virginia strip club, he'd be happy.
Right.
I mean, if you wanted to really pamper him, take the Concorde to a Vegas strip club.
Right. But basically the gist is he doesn't want to have anything to do with his family on his birthday.
Yeah, he wants to be left alone. And if he's seeing me, it's because I'm chauffeuring him to some sort of
adult establishment. Right, you can do something for him, but you won't actually be involved in his birthday.
He wants the gift of non-interference.
Right.
But my mom wants the big spectacle.
Okay. So we've set out what the expectations are, what that stands for, and I agree these are all very normal things, and you boys are definitely capable of providing all of these things. So, and you can get along before the dinner, mostly.
Usually we can make the dinner.
Okay, so then we get to the cake part. And Will doesn't like having his photos taken?
Well, that's one of many things that can go wrong in the course of the day.
But why doesn't Will just suck it up because it's not his birthday?
Because Will doesn't play that.
I know this, but...
Will don't do that.
Okay, what else?
Will doesn't care to take one for the team.
And Mom, Mama Giorgio, we know, will not just say, well, that's Will, and let's have pictures with my darling son, John.
No. She'll bust out, this is my day.
All right. And she's got a right to do that. I'm gonna say that.
It's just there's no compromise from any party.
Right.
Typically.
Get that. Yep.
This is what I want.
That is how arguments happen. Yes. There's no compromise.
And it's me just like, I'm the battered child in the middle, like, make this end so I can eat the cake.
Which surprises me because you're the oldest.
Yeah. But
so
I'm not
weird.
I'm not the biggest
asshole.
And
you act like the youngest.
I do. I get that a lot. A lot of people are like, so you're the older brother? And I'm like, what do you think? Every older brother has to be taller than the younger brother?
No,
it doesn't work that way.
It's not the taller or anything. It's not looks or anything like that. It's that you... Normally, the older brother would be the one who's like, oh, I'm not doing this. And then the younger brother would be like, no, it's all right.
The peacemaker. Yeah. No, that's not... My only time when I usually lose my crap at these is the dinner. And I don't know what it is. You know how an old Southern alcoholic is like the devil got in me? That's all I can explain what happens during the dinner. There are multiple times where it's become a scene like Scarface, where I might as well be leaving, scream and make room for the bad guy and like Ernie the Pig's picking up my wife. It's that bad, and I don't know why. But that's my only hiccup. If I can make it through dinner, I'm good for the cake phase of the night.
What is wrong with you?
I don't know.
What would instigate that? What causes that?
I don't. Something about staring at my mom's face across the table kind of sets me down. Something about it. I just start to hear like the telltale heart in my head. I'm just like, I gotta get out of here.
So this is where I normally suggest to people I know, you might want to consider a therapist.
Just don't eat with them, you know? Or maybe I need like a welder's mask with the mouth cut out.
Especially when you live with your mother. Yeah. Avoidance is an excellent tactic.
It is. Just hole up in your little gerbil cage aquarium-sized room and that's that.
So obviously yesterday's birthday celebration turned out like most.
No. I wanted to pat myself on the back because, and I might be sowing the seeds of my own doom here, but I think we figured out a way.
It hasn't been 24 hours yet.
To get through it. Yeah, because of the weekend, we've kind of staggered everything that's taking place.
Oh, okay.
So far... She got the cake done. Mm-hmm. Cake went well.
That's good.
We got the cards, which is always one brother buying both cards. And then she reads them both and is like, how did you each know what you needed to say to me on this particular year? And I'm just like, yeah, thanks.
Mm-hmm.
That was me. I picked that.
I know.
Because it was Will's year this year.
Okay.
The banner got hung. I picked up some delightful roses from Harris Teeter at 2 in the morning, the day of her birthday.
Yes, as usual. Actually, that's earlier than you.
Yeah, usually. I was about to
just be
like...
Normally, it's like the 7-Eleven.
I was about to roll out of bed at noon the next day. Just like, bitch has seen enough flowers. Just walk back with them at 1 in the afternoon. Big gulp in one hand.
I'm surprised, actually, that you don't just wander out into the neighborhood with clippers.
We have enough in our yard. My dad was quite the little botanist in his day, so I could pull that. She'd recognize him in a heartbeat.
Oh, of course. So. Yeah, there's a difference.
I coughed up for flowers. Mm-hmm. And that's all we did, though. We just did the cake. But the cake wasn't enough to set off anything.
Okay.
Somehow, Will didn't lose his ass during the cake. Okay. Now tonight is the movie and the dinner.
Two together. All right.
Will not be doing the movie, to my knowledge. So,
okay, is this a movie out movie?
This is a movie out. Okay. I will be taking her to see The Rise of the Planet of the Apes.
She
loves chimpanzees.
This is going to be great.
She wants to see this. I think just the two of us will be okay.
And you look like a little chimpanzee. That's adorable.
My dad, yeah, it's so gross. She's like way into apes, and my dad was this hairy dude.
Your mom knows what she likes.
Thank God we don't live near a zoo. I might walk home to something really, really that I could not unsee.
No, she would never do anything illegal.
No.
Mama Georgia would never do that.
She's asexual.
She's a consenting gorilla.
Yeah. we were immaculately conceived.
Right.
That is what I got to think to get through the day. So really the only hang up left is the dinner tonight and whether or not I can get through it. And Will's even decided to pay for the whole thing. That's his gift.
Okay.
So it's all on me, Kate. Pressure's been mounting all day.
So I don't understand how this could be difficult.
Neither do I. It just happens.
All right. So what do you do? So what are you going to do? Are you going to focus all dinner on just keeping your ass together? Or are you going to just try and be zen and hope nothing happens?
I have found a loophole, I think.
Uh-oh.
Because I don't have to drive. I'm going to drink
drugs?
A lot.
There we go.
And I'm not a big drinker. But anytime I am drunk, my mom always comments on how lovely I am.
Very good. You know you should just be an alcoholic.
I should. She cannot shut up about how much fun I am. And how much she likes talking to me when I'm like that. Because I can tolerate anything when I'm drunk. You can babble on about anything, and I don't mind it because I'm drunk.
I love your mom.
I'm taking little mental adventures.
Honey, you should drink more often.
She loves me drunk. She loves her baby boy soused.
Oh, yes. Okay, well, so you're going to start drinking now.
No, when I get home, I'm just opening a sixer.
It sounds like a good plan to me.
Yeah.
So who's driving? Who's driving?
Will, I hope.
Uh-oh.
I mean,
well, you need to confirm, because otherwise
Will
that's where the fight's going to happen.
Yeah.
But he's not going to the movie.
No, I'll be sober. My medicine will have run its course, hopefully, by that time.
Okay.
So that's the tightrope here, and that's stressing me a little.
Yeah.
I have to have like 3 to 4.
Mm-hmm.
Because the problem with me, here is my one thing whenever I'm drunk, I am always convinced I can drive exceptionally well while drunk. And I can.
As most drunks are convinced,
and
yes.
I can. Don't get me wrong, I can.
Right.
But I shouldn't. I'm not a bad drunk driver.
So can you put this on Will to maybe help you control this urge to drive to the movies?
Well,
if you
like
are
I
not
said, I,
capable
I think
of driving to the movies,
we head out at 4:45. We're gonna get,
of course, because
I'm getting
dinner
home.
Needs to be that early.
Yeah, exactly. My mother is 96. The liver and onion special ends at 5:30.
You're going to the Ponderosa.
We're going to the Shoney's. And they cut
Golden
you off.
Corral.
They cut you off from spare Shoney Bear mazes at 6:30. So. We need our liver, we need our mazes, we need double crayons.
Okay, so early dinner.
I'm gonna be home at 4:25. Mm-hmm. We're leaving at 4:45.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna have to drink. It's gonna be a tactical binge from
can
4:25
you not drink at
4:45.
The
dinner? No, because it'll be too late. Then I'll be drinking in anger.
So you're saying once you get there, where are you actually going?
Somewhere in Middleburg. Like a very fancy place in Middleburg.
What?
Yeah. Which, for those who don't live in the D.C. area...
Is that like a Sheetz in Middleburg? Because that's pretty fancy for Middleburg.
That's what I like. No, Middleburg is about 45 minutes, you'd say, outside of D.C. or even further.
Yeah, it's a little further.
Go with an hour.
Mm-hmm.
And it's total horse country. Whereas so much of the suburbs around here have been converted from old horse farms and crap like that... This is still relatively intact, and the richest goddamn people buy titanic tracts of land here, like Robert Duvall.
Enormous tracts
yeah.
of land.
It's a huge tract of land. He just has a horse farm. And if you're puttering around Middleburg, half the time you'll just run into Robert Duvall, and you're expected to be like, it ain't no thing.
It's because he's actually stalking you. No one else just runs into Robert Duvall that often. It's just you.
Really?
He's following you around Middleburg. You look ethnic. You're very suspicious.
Am I going to bump into him? Oh, I thought you were going for more of a sexual stalking. You just mean an Al-Qaeda safety.
Yes, he needs to keep an eye on you.
I thought you meant I was going to see him, and he's just going to like course his fingertip through my hair and then just like stick it in his mouth and be like, ripe. The seduction of Robert Duvall.
Do you ever see him on a horse with maybe his shirt off? Or when he sees you, he just takes his shirt off?
No. Yeah. It's Robert Duvall, and all he's wearing is a Redskins jersey. And rain boots.
On a horse.
But bottomless. Riding a horse bottomless. Oh my God. Poor poop smeared horse. poor Stripey.
Wait, did you hear that story? There was a wedding where the groom, I forget what country this is in, but the groom was wearing a kilt. But I doubt it. Maybe it was in Scotland. I don't know. Mm-hmm. The groom's wearing a kilt and is not wearing anything under the kilt. Sits on his wife's knee as part of some ridiculous wedding tradition thing and leaves a skid mark.
Oh. Oh. I could see, like, the nerves of the day getting to you. So the sweat's pulling up. But that's
just wanted to share that. Speaking of,
yeah, that's when you take like 20 Q-tips in hand and just really, really give it a lipping, really clean it out. But yeah, that's kind of what's got me a little tense today. I'm basking in the afterglow.
You don't want to leave skid marks on
the exactly. I don't want to sit on my mom's lap at dinner. She's like,
John, this is the tradition.
Did you sit in something previously? My ancient British mother, according to
my
friend.
So you can't drink at the restaurant?
Why? It costs extra. I have so much free booze at my house right now.
Oh, my God. Why did I just not expect that? I should have. Yeah. I should have totally expected that.
That costs money.
My own fault.
Booze that is in my house is free.
Well, then you're going to have to chug. Yeah. You're totally going to have to just suck that down.
I will.
All right. Good for
you. We have a call. I'm sure this is going to be great. If it's rich, I'm hanging up immediately. Hello.
Hello there.
Jesus Christ.
Nah.
Will?
Great googly moogly.
Great googly moogly.
What's up?
I don't know. Every time you guys do this show without me, I get tweets about how unfunny it is.
Eat mine. Eat mine. It's magic right now.
But you don't have boobs, honey.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Apparently John got a twash shot last week, so.
Yeah. That's what I heard.
I did what?
He just stood on his face for a few minutes.
That's not nice.
Raise the bar.
That's not going to happen.
Yeah.
Let him sniff your shoes for a bit.
Everyone loves feet. Oh, well, you should have come in. Kate's looking very cute today.
What's she wearing?
Kate,
I have yet to see Kate look like a woman.
He's not.
I missed your stripper thing.
Oh, you could have come. He's not into the nerd look.
I think Will's...
Because she's wearing glasses, she looks cute.
Will's into the receptive woman look. Will,
he's like... Wait. No,
what
he oh, that's right. Will's into the upstanding young businesswoman look.
First of all, he is, actually.
Yes, I know.
He doesn't like the suicide girl look. He doesn't like... Like, all the chicks... We're all doomed to this, by the way, as men. Whatever we get pretty easily, we don't like. Like, I dig kind of a dorkier chick. That I can get pretty easily, so that's cool. But, like, a really...
It's because you set your sights so low.
Yeah, shut up. But Will, who, I mean, should just tear through suicide girl-looking chicks like chlamydia, doesn't care for that. You don't like tattooed girls. You don't really like pierced girls.
It doesn't do anything for me. I mean, if it's excessive, it repulses me. But, no, like, when chicks... have tattoos and stuff, I don't care for it. Like, it doesn't add anything, I don't think.
But you'd like a clean-cut preppy chick at the end of the day. That would be your top seed.
Yeah, honestly, like, the hottest chicks I see in this area, it's like when I drive through Clarendon and stuff.
Yeah, and I'm with you.
Like, see, like, yeah, like, chicks our age, but they're trying to look like yuppie professional types.
I just want to point out, at your age, they can be yuppie professional types.
No.
We're not 19 anymore.
Shut up. Psychologically, we are.
Yeah, but they're still not making that much money. Like, they're taking the train and all that, you know, like...
That's how you save money.
They don't even live by themselves. Like, everyone I know who lives in Arlington or D.C., they always have roommates.
That's true. That is true.
Weird.
I couldn't deal with that.
I
got my own place.
I need my own space. I'd kill somebody.
Yeah.
Well, don't you live with Mr. Cut-O?
Oh, yeah, but I can't deal with roommates.
Oh, I guess it's different if it's someone you're swapping, but
or dating.
The regular
as the
sex
would
makes
it.
A difference.
Yeah. Yeah, but see, that almost makes it worse because then when you fight, well, I guess usually the guy storms out.
Actually, we don't fight.
Never.
We've fought a couple times, but it's really minor.
Oh,
the last
There's
guy.
There's been times when I've left my house and it's like, I don't even care. She steals all my possessions. Like,
The last guy I lived with, that it was something like that. It was something like that. I
so
kicked him out.
So you're burned out on that.
Oh, I'm so over that. Yeah, I kicked him out because he was drunk again and like yelling stuff. And I'm like, it's 3 a.m. and I have a real job and you don't. So I'm gonna need you to leave now.
All I'm asking is that I come home to someone banging you, Kate.
Threw him out because he couldn't perform.
I just wanted to watch and lick up the mess.
You were just pounding it like you were tenderizing meat and nothing was doing. Just punching it like Tyson with his speed bag.
Your angry drunkard cuckold husband.
Angry fist wrapped around his chest.
Just tugging it like a lawnmower that won't start.
Pulling it like a Turkish taffy.
You gentlemen are the living end. The living end.
Oh, my God.
So what are you wearing?
I'm wearing
it. Back to business.
Yeah. You're not tweeting me what you're wearing, so tell me.
It's like a nice black t-shirt with a funny nerd
design
on it.
It's navy blue. It's navy blue. It's a nerdy, it's a nerdy art.
And, yeah, it's got Bender and Leela if they looked like actual things, not just cartoon characters, and Bender's cradling Leela's, like, unconscious body.
Yes.
Well, it's kind of cool, but it's not sexy.
It's kind of, well, no, it's around
it's
the
also
boobs.
On my boobs, which is where John says.
The bottoms are some okay jeans. They seemed a little hip-huggy. It's just the hair is up, glasses are on. I like it. It's a little Palin. It's a little Palin-esque. Quick, say you hate some race.
What?
No, I was cueing her.
Inuits!
Right? There you go.
I hate you, Inuits!
There.
Had to live with them.
Perfect Palin impression.
Yeah, I know.
No, I don't like the indie, I wear ironic t-shirts. Look.
See?
Really?
It's not really an ironic t-shirt, but I get you. I get your point. Yep.
Does it say bullshirt underneath?
Nah, no.
It's a snorg tee.
I am wearing Hello Kitty shoes.
Oh, yeah.
See, Hello Kitty Vans.
I kind of like that, but I didn't realize Will didn't like that as well as the tats and the piercings.
The man, he's very narrow in his selection. He's very specific about what he wants.
Yes, he is. I guess he is. Much as I've seen him pound around, he
well, that's different.
He doesn't get with a lot of, like, alternative-looking chicks. I get with the inkier chicks, actually, on average.
See?
Huh.
Well, there's not that many around here anyway.
That's true.
I mean, I don't know. I start playing shows and stuff again. I guess we'll see them come out of the woodwork.
We'll see how much you hate it then.
Yeah. I don't know.
That's a man who's like, I'm one hard-on away from changing this opinion.
No, my one goal would be to maybe, like, plow on the stupid Jack's bartenders. Because, like, you think they're hot-ish, but they're just mediocre redneck trash.
It's just because they're behind a bar.
Yeah, that's right. They're like handing you alcohol.
Stripper clothes, but it's not a strip club.
Yeah.
Oh, so I forgot that. Out. They dress in, like, the whore tights and stuff like that.
Oh, dude, I mean, they look like stripper bartenders.
For those that don't know, and you shouldn't, because you're better than that if you're listening to this show. No, you're not. Jax is the local heavy metal bar that, like, every tiny heavy metal act that couldn't book even the tiniest venues in D.C. proper will play at. So you'll get, like, what, Dimmu Borgir or whatever one night, and then the next night it's Cinderella touring with Striper. And
I don't even know. $15. They've really gotten into, like, the black metal and that kind of stuff. Because, I mean, there is an audience for that, and, you know, the mainstream clubs like 930 and stuff don't really touch that.
Yeah.
So they kind of have found their niche with, like, that whole metal resurgence. So,
no, yeah, exactly. I'm sure they're doing great right now.
Yeah, like, if In Flames or something came through here, they'd probably play Jax, not 930 Club.
Yeah, so. But we have to go to Jax. We have to go to Jax. I want me a metal girl.
And it's like, I mean, as far as, like, you know, for local bands or whatever, it's one of the few places where you can get in with relative ease.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like 930 Club where it's just you have to know the people and all that crap. So
yeah, you can get into Jax with very little credentials, including actually playing your instruments.
Well, Well, because it's like,
or having,
I mean,
to pay
as long as you sell the tickets they give you to sell, they really don't care.
Yeah, it's pay to play.
But
oh god,
you know,
awesome.
I mean, I know, like, the radio equivalent of that. It ain't pretty.
Yeah, but it's, I mean, again, like, if you're good, then it does pay off. You open for national acts.
Oh yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
I've done, and like, you do play for big audiences, but yeah, I mean, most of the bands on, like, their local shows on Sunday, they suck and they don't deserve anything. But if they want to play for their friends,
yeah,
you know, F it, let them.
Yeah, yeah. No, I'm for it. I'm for it.
Well,
do you ever play there?
No.
You need to.
I do not pay money to play a venue people.
You need to play with Gray Sky Eternal.
Well, you do make money back.
That's
it's not
will,
like you
man.
Pay.
Well, you make money back if you didn't actually pay for all the tickets.
Well, yeah, but I mean,
this all sounds like to me when
even in high school,
you get the candy bars to sell for scouts.
Yes.
And 2 weeks later, I'm just like digging up 20s, like,
yeah,
mother F.
Yep. That's
7 pounds heavier. Like, why did I do this?
If you can get somebody to buy all the tickets, then yeah.
Why would you ever give away those candy bars? Those were the best candy bars
ever. The ones that are filled with caramel were so goddamn good.
Which,
like, each
bar
section was just like bursting with caramel.
It was like the Titanic of candy, like individual compartments, but instead of ice water that was killing the Irish by the thousands.
Delicious.
It was just filled with caramel.
What was it? It was that, like a Rice Krispies?
A rice bar and a chocolate bar.
Just pure chocolate?
Yep, pure chocolate.
Okay, that's what I thought, yes.
That was the venom we gave to mom, and just were like,
trial.
Here, eat this, $10.
Oh, God. What kind of mafia-ass person got in with, like, the public school system to do that?
How awful.
Weren't you, like, required to take the goddamn box of chocolate?
Yeah.
Like, they didn't give you a choice.
No, it's like here, here's your box.
It.
And you're
you
giving.
Taste.
Did you have to do this, Kate?
I don't remember having to, but
I think you had to.
I'm pretty
us.
Sure.
You're giving chocolate to a kid.
What I would have done is taken the box and been like, I didn't sell any, handed it right back to them.
Really?
Because I hate that stuff. I hated selling for scouts. I love Girl Scouts, but I hated selling for them.
They knew that no kid was going to return that crap intact.
Well, some of us did.
Oh, that would be like
fatty.
Taking the sex offender list and starting like a babysitting company with them. It'd be like, if you don't get 10 kids to babysit, no, I'm on it. Can we have more than 10? Can we watch 20 to 30 at once? Well, if you want.
This is really bizarre, though. Yeah, because I honestly don't think you had a choice. It was They just gave each kid a box. And I think you're right. I mean, you could bring back what you didn't sell or whatever, but it's like,
So they could sell it next year when it was all white and powdery?
How does that possibly tie into education?
Nothing.
It doesn't. It's a fundraiser for your school. I mean, it could, like, if you didn't have art classes and, you know, they were raising money for art classes or something. But no, it's mostly just a scam.
Why are taxes not enough? Why do principals make more than $30,000 a year? They should. You know, people always bitch about how teachers don't get paid. Like, Fairfax County, they get like $70,000 a year or something.
Yeah, Fairfax County, they get paid because Fairfax County is well off.
Yeah,
but again, like, okay, if you need kids to sell chocolate so you can not have trailers, how about you take a pay cut? God forbid.
Well, I'm not going to argue that with you on this show.
I'm not.
Why?
I'm not against,
because it's too serious.
I'm not against paying teachers some loot. Honestly, maybe they don't need quite so much. But
like the government now, like with all the taxes, it's like if you're so strapped for cash, how about each of you stops making like $250,000 a year?
That I agree with.
What's your
clearly off the book?
Clearly, they want a pat on the back for just doing their job.
Once you're in six figures, I lose sympathy. But up until six figures, yeah, go for it.
I don't know.
Will is am I seeing you? When the hell are you coming by to pick me up and mom up or what?
I don't know. I mean, do you want me to just meet you guys there?
Maybe. Maria can drive herself in.
Oh, wait. She needs a ride?
No, I was going to have a few pops before, but I'll keep it under the legal limit.
All right. Yeah, I don't know.
As far as everybody listening to the show knows.
Yeah.
All three of us in the same car equals trouble.
Exactly. So the ride
it's
over.
Probably best to split it up.
Exactly. Split car. And if I do die, just remember it was 39 minutes and 40 seconds in where I uttered, I'll keep it under the legal limit.
Mr. Bean wrecked his car.
All right, Will.
All right.
Thanks for joining.
Yeah, no problem.
All right. That was usual co-host Will.
Yeah.
Joining us because he felt compelled.
Yeah. I think it was more he woke up and was bored.
Yeah, exactly. I can't pound it again. It's asleep for the moment. Kate, I want to talk about one more thing before we get the hell out of here. We got 15 minutes.
All right.
You look like you're taking a painful dump. What's wrong?
Actually, my back hurts. These chairs are not comfortable.
Okay, well,
I'm trying not to fidget too much because they make a lot of noise, but seriously, I have a backache right now. It totally sounds like I'm farting.
I did catch that.
Well, it's the chair.
After the show ends, I will try to massage you, and you'll be like, stop touching me.
Yes, I will turn around and punch you.
I want to talk about a subject near and dear to my heart because I kind of understand what this man...
We already talked about masturbation.
Masturbation?
Masturbation.
Is that something you learn in the Scouts? Learn how to lube, kid. No, I want to talk about the life of George Clooney.
Oh, yeah.
Something I can identify with. Talented, handsome, rugged, square.
What can you identify with? He's going gray.
Jaw. Yeah, he's going gray.
There's the identifying.
Kind of a voice of an angel, like a manly angel. Not one of those fruity trumpet angels, a sword-wielding angel. Good virile
Again,
angel.
Again, pretty confident the only thing you have in common with George Clooney is you're going gray.
Moving on. George Clooney, for those that don't know, was married for about 4 years, from 89 to 93. After that divorce, he made a vow to himself. He's like, I will never get married again. I don't know if it's because he's kind of Catholic, actually. Maybe because it happened right when he was getting famous. But ever since then...
Maybe it's because all women are lying whores.
Will, is that you?
I felt somebody had to chime in for him.
You know what? Maybe that's where he's coming from. But ever since then... George Clooney's life has been nothing but, I am going to tag a gorgeous but no-name chick, like an F-list celebrity. In other words, she's been on maybe one game show, something to that effect, one time for an appearance. That level of celebrity, just nothings, who get big through being seen with him. And the relationship always lasts about 18 months, 2 years, and after a while, I'm sure it becomes, where's this going? Am I forever just going to be a girlfriend?
When are we going to get married, George?
Oh, my God. And never do that again. Never. And he sacks him. And he's on to the new one. He's never really banging around a ton. It seems like he's in this constant...
Serial monogamy.
And his latest one, I would say, is the one that has the most fame... Outside of being with George Clooney, he's currently banging, apparently, Stacey Keibler, who made a name for herself.
In the elf world.
Exactly. made a name for herself as a cookie magnet.
Stacey Keibler, the cookie magnet.
No, Stacey was
the heiress to the cookie fortune.
I really wish. Expanded into a hot crack. Chicken free cookies. Just following
I would consider becoming a lesbian.
A trail of EL fudges to the bed. That's foreplay. That's
I'm really
seduction.
More of a grasshopper girl, but come
oh,
on.
Oh, man. No, the EL fudge. Just split that elf down the middle. And I gotta say to myself, does George Clooney live like the best life ever? Because... I'm a little torn. Is it sad that he'll never end up with anyone? Or is that just goddamn awesome, the way he conducts it? Is it just the best possible thing? Because, you know, we joke around on this show and we act like you want to tear through everything and just have every chick in sight all the time. And you do. But it'd be nice to kind of have something that you're coming home to. Some wife that you're cheating on the whole
yes,
time.
Yes, right.
And George is not going to have that. And is there anything sad? Almost, actually, I'm wondering, for a woman, is there something sad in his behavior? Is there something you're like, this is a little juvenile. Or because he's not just banging it and dumping it every 2 weeks, do women not really find fault with him for that?
So to speak on the first point is like whether it's sad or happy, you know?
Well, because the average chick, I think, is like, he's an available, attractive guy. He needs to settle down.
Probably the average chick thinks that. I think whatever makes him happy, and as long as he's not lying to any of these women, like
I never once got the vibe he's doing that.
I agree. I've never heard anything like that. But as long as he's not going up to Stacey saying, "Yeah, baby, we'll get married later," you know, he's being honest.
I think at this point he almost walks up with just a little pamphlet that's like how to take care of your Clooney.
You know,
don't ask about marriage.
Pretty much, if George Clooney just walked up, you know, as long as he wanted to keep banging me, that's cool.
Even pants would be like, that's okay.
You know, if that's what he wants to do and that's what makes him happy, then it's great for him. If it doesn't make him happy, if he's sad about it, if he's doing it out of anger, or, you know, then it's
the clown
sad.
Who takes off the makeup,
I know,
and cries.
Right? But it could be. We don't know. We don't know him, which is very sad, George. You can call me and we can talk about this.
Oh, so you have a bit of a thing for George.
I like him. I've always liked him, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, he's way better than a lot of the guys who have been marketed as the sexy guy.
What is it about George that does it for you?
He's always had a pretty good look. He got famous right when he was reaching that wonderful age in guys where they just start to look a little more mature.
Okay. The Don Draper age.
I guess I don't actually watch that show.
Really?
So, yeah.
You need to look at a few pictures. Here, I'll punch up Don Draper. You keep yapping.
A particular age where guys stop looking young. Okay, so let's take Harrison Ford as an example. He's scary snaggletooth right now, right?
Yeah.
But back in the day, so right in Star Wars, he was pretty hot.
Here's
but he
Don
wasn't
Draper.
Amazing. Yeah, that's handsome.
I mean,
not him in particular, but yeah, that's about it. Maybe a little bit younger. But Harrison Ford, Star Wars, he's good looking, you know, charming guy. But, you know, it wasn't until Indiana Jones where it's like, damn, boy.
Take that whip to my ass. Wow.
Yeah. That had everything.
So
really,
like, you're into
Temple of Doom, that was, yeah.
A mid-30s, early 40s type look.
Yeah, it depends on the guy, you know.
Like, they're not young,
I don't like
but
that fresh-faced young. I mean, they can be handsome, they can be cute or whatever, but that's not my preferred. That has never been my preferred
You don't look. Like that Taylor Lautner character.
Oh, God.
The werewolf.
Squinty face.
Squinty face, yeah.
Squinty face makes abs? No.
Yeah.
No, I don't like him. I don't like any of those little tarts.
those little chippies. Wow, okay.
But George is, you know, he was pretty good looking when he was younger, you know, and then he got famous and he had just hit that age where it was just, like, perfect.
And
he's aging exceptionally well.
I want to say George is, like, 50.
Yeah, he's aging really well.
Yeah.
He looks very good. Now, I have accepted the fact that he's going to get to age where I'm like, but, you know, that's what happens
that,
to every.
Though.
Yeah, that's really what happens to every guy. You know, I mean, you get old. Everybody gets old, right?
Where does that happen for you age-wise for a guy?
It depends on the guy.
Wow.
It's just like some guys go bald sooner than other guys, or some guys get gray sooner than other guys.
Yes, they do.
Exactly. Some guys will hit that age later. Some guys will hit that age sooner. Just like women. There's some women who are like, okay, Lucinda Williams, you probably don't know who she is. She looks great for her age.
She's a singer?
Yeah.
I know the name.
Okay, yeah. She looks really good for her age. Just lucky. She's not even like somewhere where her, you know, her looks matter that much. She's
I'll
not
tell
in that
you
kind of world.
Who is the best aging broad of all time?
Who?
Estelle Getty. No. Diane Lane. Diane Lane is one of those chicks I didn't even know about until, what was that flick, Unfaithful, with the French guy and Richard Gere?
Yeah.
And the entire movie is just, look at this 40-year-old chick who's still got it together getting pounded out by this
frog. See, but 40's not that old.
She was mid-40s, I want to say, though.
Yeah, still, I don't see that as that old. I think, well, I'm not a guy.
It put her on the map. Yeah, you have to understand what guys know about age. Do you realize, like, you don't look at a lot of porn. Do you know what they try to feed us as MILFs in porn lately?
Oh, I know. They're all like 23. Which
they will use the same site in, like, because you have your Bang Brothers empire. You have whoever makes 8th Street Latinas
that
empire.
To be honest, you could be 23 and be a mother. I mean, at this point, you could be 14 and be a mother, so there you go.
But if you want MILF porn, it's like you'll want like a 40-year-old chick. That's
one would think that's the principle
you'll
behind
see the,
it.
The same chick on the main site, then they give her a pair of glasses and the 5 seconds of plot at beginning. It's like, so Mrs. Stevens, your son and my friend isn't here right now. What do you want to do? I don't know, Tyler, come upstairs. And then the, you know, it's just bam right in there. That's it. That's the MILF porn.
You're looking more for the Mrs. Robinson MILF.
I want just a touch of age on it. I'm not looking for gross wrinkles. Just I know in legit acting, chicks get washed up all the time based on hitting around 40, and that's it.
Yeah, you get a certain point. And
you mean
done.
To tell me a chick who has developed no skill sets, a porn actress, like at least a legit actress can maybe teach theater or something. You mean you can't find me a 42-year-old porn starlet?
There's no blowjob school.
Working at Dairy Queen. And it's like, hey, you can make like 500 shooting this scene. You can't get that.
I don't know. Maybe you reach a certain age and you decide you don't want to be in porn anymore.
I guess you wash out of the industry on average. Yeah.
Diving.
There's just, you finally get a husband. Some guy's like, wait, aren't you? And she's like, yeah, never tell the kids. And... Mm.
But, I mean, I don't know if this is happening now either, but so many of them are so much plastic right now. Mm-hmm. Like, I would find it hard to believe that any of them became mothers and live regular lives as mothers and housewives.
Oh, I think
with
they
that
could
much.
In any affluent area. The amount of surgery they have, they could live as like an Orange County wife, no problem. They'd probably go east.
I live in this wonderful world that I call reality, and I realize that there are some people who don't also live there with me.
Yeah, yeah. There are tons of areas where people have lots of surgery, and that's just the norm. They could do Miami, they could do LA, they could do Vegas, they could do New York.
Ugh. All right.
It ain't the best look, but...
So George Clooney, back to that, because I don't want to think about the rest of those things.
After a while, I was kind of picturing like a 40-something MILF, and I was entering my mental happy place.
Back, but we're still in the air. He's pretty fine.
Okay.
And I think if he, you know, I don't think it's just like if I had continued my life, just serial monogamy, you know, this is, I wouldn't see that as sad. In fact, when I was younger, I never pictured myself getting married or anything. So it's not like a big dream that I had.
You're a cool chick. Because I think the average broad is like, oh, George, when are you going to grow up?
And I wonder about that because, you know, I would say the same thing too. And I wonder if it's just societal sexism that leads us to say, well, most women would say that he should get married.
Yeah.
Or if it's really true. Because sometimes I think that we as a society paint sexist.
We just assume.
I know a lot of guys who aren't just horn dogs, let's put it that way.
Yeah.
And but in society that's what all
every
men are
guy
into.
Will bang everything.
Yes. So
I'll level
so,
with
you
the,
know,
I,
it's
the
reality.
Average guy I know would not cheat on a girlfriend.
Yeah.
See, I'm a special breed
there
of
are
filth
many...
that would do that. And even I wasn't like that. It wasn't until I roomed with a guy who had a girlfriend. We were both like dating chicks long distance. And he was pounding around on her left and right. And to me, it was like quest for fire. I'm like, you can do that? Oh, my Lord. And then all of a sudden, the gift had been passed to me. And now I'm...
Did you have to behead him or something?
Exactly.
I'm the only one.
I gained his unfaithful strength. Yeah.
No, so, you know, if that's what George wants to do and he's not misrepresenting that to the women he's dating, more power to him. That's what he wants to do. If he's happy with it, he's happy with it.
Well, that was the question.
If he's a sad clown, then...
Yeah,
know,
for me, I just...
Sad.
I think if I were him now, if I were a 30-year-old man living the way he does, that would be the best life ever. I just wonder if at 50, even I would after a while be like, eh,
The other thing I wonder is, like, so if you're 50 and you're a regular guy and, you know, not that you're not doing well for yourself, but, you know, you're just living the average life. You've got a house or an apartment or condo, whatever you got, and you go to work every day and, you know, blah, 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 right? But if you're up in George Clooney...
I was going to say, you're not the regular
guy. Like, you got maids all over the place. You got your mansion. You got parties. Like, what the heck do you need somebody for?
Yeah.
Like, you got companionship. You want it? Bunches of people are going to be there for you. So, and not necessarily people who are insincere either. Like, you probably know a lot of people as George Clooney.
Well, so, I think there you have it. Conclusive proof, in case this was in question, that George Clooney's life is awesome. I know this was up to debate. A lot of you are like, should I trade
points
places
and
with
George counterpoints?
Clooney? Yeah, but he's got a good life. Well, Kate, thank you for joining me.
Yeah.
If you want to get a hold of Atomic Kate on Twitter, that's how you reach the Kate. If you want to get a hold of me, John Papa Giorgio, I'm at Papa's Basement. Show website inpapasbasement.com. Find us on Facebook. Find us on iTunes. And until next week, Saturday, 3 p.m. at fcac.org/WEBR, we are out.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way.